1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Brought to you by the Marcus Majestic Parking Lot Cinema. For a unique double feature drive-in experience, check out this week's movie selections at marcustheaters.com/parkinglotcinema.
News is coming up, but first I want to hear about this.
Well, we've been watching Yellowstone.
Would you rather?
And so there was the one kid in Yellowstone who liked to go rodeo.
The red-haired kid,
ride
the
Broncos
skinny kid.
And, right.
Thought he did anyway. Thought he was good at it.
Well, he was fairly good at it. Then he got busted up really bad. So I was thinking, all right, you have to either ride a bull in a rodeo.
Mm-hmm. A rodeo
not
bull.
Not a bronc.
Hurricane.
Tornado.
A bull.
Right.
Not a horse.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Horns?
Yeah, that's
everything.
A bull.
Okay, just checking.
Come on, you know that.
Right. Or do the Mike Tyson bit. You know, get in the ring and
bull.
Last whatever.
Bull.
Mike
bull,
Tyson.
Bull.
Would you?
Mike Tyson.
Bull.
He's a human being. I may be able to cry hard enough to get him to stop. The bull doesn't care how hard I cry.
You are not going to get Mike Tyson to stop. Oh, my God. When Mike Tyson's brain goes into Mike Tyson mode, are you insane? He's one of the scariest people to me.
You don't have
disagree.
To stay on the bull for any amount of time. You just, it's going to.
Oh, me, bull.
You get on it, and it's going to, you know, leap around, and
it could
you're going to get
in
thrown
four,
off.
It could
and,
be over in 4 seconds on the bull, but
you still have that whole experience. You've still got to get, you know, out 80. From under the bull,
right.
Away
but do
from
I have
danger,
rodeo
over
clowns?
The fence.
I could be thrown.
Yes.
Okay, all
I
right.
I could be thrown clear of the bull,
yeah.
Land and crawl away, and it's over, right?
Yes.
And the bull is just running
yeah.
away from me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Or.
The rodeo clowns suck.
He may try to smash me and trample me and hook me with his horns and everything.
Might, you know, shove you, you know, get your leg right up next to the fence. And
yeah.
Oh, God.
There's a lot of things.
Screw you up that way.
There's a lot of things that could happen there, right? You're right. It could be over in 3 seconds.
I've been on a bucking horse, so I would have one shot to stay on it for at least 1 second for the first dip, and then I'd be off.
Is there a minimum amount of time that I have to stay on the bull, like 2 seconds?
No, you're going to be a bull rider, and if you're thrown off right away,
my hand is
that happens sometimes.
They lash your hand into the saddle. It's not tied in. I don't want to say that, but you're strapped in for a better grip.
You might be stuck on that thing.
Yeah,
or
seen that plenty of times.
Just have your arm stuck on that thing, and you're getting thrown around
right.
while your arm's being broken into.
Do I have to have my hand lashed in like to traditionally
it's the,
do?
It's the exact
experience,
bull rider experience.
Right.
So it's the exact boxer experience for Tyson too. Same deal.
But you get chaps, you get a helmet, and you get a chest guard
in
rodeo now. That's
right.
Standard issue.
If I accept this challenge, is it going to be one of those where I have to get up right now and go do one or the other?
Oh, good.
Like Mike Tyson is to your left, the bull is to your right. Pick, go to one. Or do I
like
get
you
a
don't
month
get to train,
train
for Tyson?
Right. Do I get a month or two to train?
Train
no, I would think it would be you just have to get up out of the chair and do
right
one
now,
or the other.
Right. All right. Well, Mike Tyson is waiting for you right over there. Go fight him.
That would be the thing.
And then after the 89 seconds, you have to come back in here and sit in front of a microphone
and
describe
talk about
the experience.
It.
But you might not be able to.
Right. Your jaw might be wired at this point, and you're in the back of the ambulance.
I was trying to think of how the crunching and cracking of the back would feel, you know, either when you got hit really hard in the head by Tyson or after you landed on the ground being flung from a bull.
With Tyson, I'm going with my strategy of covering up, getting on the ropes like Muhammad Ali did.
The bull riding ring.
That's all I got. That's all, I have no chance if
true.
I decide to try and fight him.
The bull riding ring is crunchy, dirty ground. It's not a hard surface. It's got a tiny bit of give when you're flung off an animal.
If I got in the ring with Mike Tyson and I have to be there 89 seconds, right? That was our number. And for 30 seconds, he stands there and lets me slug him as hard as I can. He doesn't even defend
it's
himself.
Like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Right. I just swing away. He's like, go
right,
ahead.
Holding you by the forehead.
What are you doing? Go ahead. Hit me. I'm just going to stand here. I'm only going to beat on you for 59 seconds. You get the first 30. Go ahead.
That's a gift.
If I beat on him for 30 seconds.
You're not going to disable him.
I'm not going to disable
or
Mike
his
Tyson.
Punching ability
right.
in any way.
Right. Even if, you know, that happens and for 59 seconds, He just takes me to town.
What if you're in the best shape of your life? What if you're a younger man? What if you're 30? What if you're 28? What if you're...
And I've trained for how long? 6 months? A year?
No, you get 1 month for the bull and 1 month for Tyson. But you're a young man at this point.
I don't know
you're
anything
young.
About staying on a bull. Mm-hmm. I don't know anything about staying on a bull. I feel more comfortable.
You train for a month. You train with horses, maybe. You start by riding, that's for
what
sure.
What if I get 3 weeks into the bull training and I suck at it still? And I go, can I switch to the fight with Mike Tyson and take 1 week to train for that? Can I switch midstream?
I don't know. I want you to be committed.
I want it to be as close to the rules of the sport.
Right.
No extra add-ons like, you know, you have to, yeah. You know.
No, you got to be exactly the way it would be.
You just, right. You know, your manager in the Tyson fight could throw in the towel.
No, it's got to go 89 seconds or they're getting
I don't want to put a time limit on it.
Why? Oh, 80, what was 89 for?
Because that's how long the guy lasted in the fight when Mike got out of jail. Was he his opponent? It was all over in 89 seconds.
Okay.
So that's where we came up with that.
Sort of that something like that has to be because you could just throw in the towel immediately or just take a dive immediately and get out of any
way
violence at all, but...
I think you got to stay for the 89-second beating.
Oh, I wouldn't want 89 seconds in a hotel lobby.
Even though there have been fighters,
that much.
There have been fighters who have gone out and gotten knocked out much quicker. You know, they haven't stood there for 89 mm-hmm. seconds. I think of Jerry, who was the guy in the 80s?
Jerry Cooney.
Cooney.
Do you get paid? Yeah. When you get knocked out like that, like in a big fight, you still
paid to
if you don't
be a fighter.
You don't win it, so the winner makes the most money, but then the second
No, you're guaranteed money for
you
the
are,
fight, I think.
So if you get in the ring, you're guaranteed some money.
Yeah. You get money for showing up, and then there's money for winning it.
But you can't...
Nacho Libre couldn't understand how they got money after losing, and they said, no, everybody gets a card.
The governing board,
if
you take a dive... You know, if you just go out there and he swings
sure,
at you and you fall down.
Sure, they're going to judge your performance.
They may hold your money.
That's what I mean about all the experiences of the actual sport. Like, okay, you want to throw in the towel right away?
What?
Yeah, well, that's what we paid you for.
All right, what if this happens? I agree to fight Mike Tyson. It's sanctioned by the governing board of whatever state. We'll go to Nevada for this because they,
But in order to sanction it, they'd have to say, well, he has a legitimate chance.
I'm in just good enough shape.
Upright.
I'm in just good enough shape to pass the physical, and my age isn't a problem. And they just go, okay, yeah, we'll license you in the state of Nevada. What if I go out there to fight Mike Tyson? And
you get attacked by a
mountain lion? Moment that the bell rings,
when you're jogging to train.
The moment the bell rings, I get up off my stool. I head out to the middle of the ring. Do I have a boxing helmet on or anything?
Does
or
he?
They don't wear
helmets. This isn't like a sparring thing, right?
But how many concussions have you had?
None as far as
I know. This is good. Then this is good. If you had three already, that'd be bad.
I go out there and I'm ready to fight. And just the weight of the moment, what I've decided to do, just it all comes down on me. And I honestly faint. I faint. Just thinking about what I'm doing.
The fainting goat strategy.
But it's not, I'm not faking it.
I actually faint.
I actually faint.
What if he gets to hit you while you're out? So as long as you're in there for
89
seconds.
I don't know what would happen.
Yeah,
what would
then
happen
what?
If a guy passed out?
Then what?
Well, they'd call it.
You lose, right?
Okay, but I didn't, that's not a dive. I fainted.
I don't know. What would the governing boards of these various boxing councils say?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering.
Well, he never should have been in the ring in the first place.
But you sanctioned him to be in the ring in the first place.
Yeah, well, it was a mistake. So.
Well, but then I still was in the ring. Hey, I still went out there.
I think they want their dough back.
Yeah, I don't think I'm getting paid. Ooh. You fainted. We're not paying you for fainting.
Well, I didn't know I'd do that.
Wait, I didn't even hit him. He just fell asleep.
Tell you, I'd rather faint in that situation than have it all hit me while I'm on top of a bull and then faint.
Oh, your face is going into its neck.